What if I told you the foggy feeling after a poor night's sleep isn't just fatigue? It's literal toxic waste accumulating in your brain. And what if your eyes are giving you real-time feedback about this process that's more accurate than your Oura Ring? This is your Performance Intelligence Briefing. I'm here to walk you through breakthrough research on sleep optimization and a framework that prevents the optimization paradox that's quietly destroying high performers. Let's start with what's actually happening inside your skull right now. Picture this. You stayed up late working on that project, pushed through a few extra hours of deep cognitive work. The next morning, you feel off. Reaction times are slower. Decision-making feels harder. You know this feeling. But here's what you might not know is actually happening at the cellular level. Your brain generates metabolic waste constantly. We're talking ammonia, carbon dioxide, protein fragments, all the cellular exhaust from thinking. During waking hours, especially during intense cognitive work, your brain produces these toxins faster than it can clear them. They accumulate in your cerebrospinal fluid, creating that mental fog you're experiencing. Now, here's the mechanism that changes everything, the glymphatic system. Think of it as your brain's dedicated waste management network. But here's the catch. It only activates during sleep, not during rest, not during meditation, specifically during sleep, particularly during slow-wave deep sleep phases. This is the mechanistic explanation for why recovery sleep actually restores mental clarity and why chronic sleep debt leads to progressive cognitive decline over time. Let me make this personal for you. If you're listening to this briefing, you're probably pushing hard cognitively during the day. You're problem-solving, creating, analyzing. That means your metabolic waste generation is significantly higher than average. So when you tell yourself you can get away with 6 hours of sleep because you feel fine, you're not getting away with anything. You're accumulating a larger waste burden that requires more efficient clearance. The deficit is real, it's measurable, and it's compounding. The protocol here is optimizing glymphatic flow, not just sleep duration. Recent studies show several factors dramatically enhance waste clearance during sleep. First, sleep position matters more than we thought. Lateral sleeping, particularly on your left side, improves drainage through enhanced CSF flow dynamics. Building on that, sleep depth drives peak clearance, so optimizing for slow-wave sleep becomes critical. We're also seeing clear data that alcohol impairs glymphatic function even in moderate amounts, meaning that nightcap is literally preventing your brain from cleaning itself. And hydration status affects cerebrospinal fluid flow dynamics in ways we're just beginning to understand. But here's where it gets really interesting, and this is something you can start tracking today without any technology at all. Your eyes. Look in the mirror right now if you can. Your eyes are giving you direct, real-time feedback about your glymphatic clearance efficiency. This isn't bro science. The visual signs of sleep deprivation aren't cosmetic, they're physiological. Your iris actually changes color with sleep debt. Your eyes become glassy due to lymphatic fluid accumulation in both the anterior and posterior chambers. Here's the breakthrough connection. Your eyes share the same glymphatic clearance system as your brain and spinal cord. Think about what this means. When biohackers talk about bright eyes versus dead eyes, they're observing real physiological changes in lymphatic drainage. You have a direct, visible connection between sleep quality and the metabolic clearance happening in your brain. This is your most honest biomarker. Here's your experimental protocol for this week. Take standardized photos of your eyes each morning. Same lighting, same distance, eyes only. Rate your subjective cognitive performance on a simple 1 to 10 scale. Track your sleep metrics, duration, deep sleep percentage, number of wake-ups. Now correlate those eye appearance changes with your performance ratings and sleep data. After 30 days, you'll have a personalized biomarker that requires zero technology. Your eyes become your most reliable indicator of whether your optimization protocol is actually working. There's an advanced metric here worth tracking long-term. The speed of eye breakus recovery after sleep debt may indicate your glymphatic efficiency. This could be a longevity biomarker. Track how quickly your eyes return to baseline brightness after a poor night's sleep. Faster recovery might indicate better clearance capacity and potentially better long-term brain health. Now, let's address something critical, the optimization paradox. I see this constantly in the biohacking community, and we need to talk about it honestly. Optimization can become pathological. When health pursuit becomes unhealthy obsession, you've completely lost the plot. Performance decreases,
life satisfaction craters, relationships suffer. The framework that actually matters, are you optimizing for something meaningful or are you just optimizing? This distinction is everything. Look at professional athletes. They commit 2 or more hours daily to optimization because performance is their profession. Their livelihood depends on being in peak condition. For the rest of us, 45 to 60 minutes of dedicated optimization practice is the sustainable sweet spot. This includes your structured exercise, whether that's strength training or cardiovascular stress, your recovery protocols like cold exposure or breathwork, your metabolic challenges such as strategic fasting windows. But beyond that threshold, you're likely experiencing diminishing returns or even negative returns when you factor in opportunity cost. The mental model shift that matters is this: treat your body like a house you'll inhabit for decades. You're not trying to win best house on the block. You're maintaining the structure so it supports what you actually want to do with your life. Health optimization is a tool, not an identity. Those stoic practices we love, cold plunges, fasting, intense training sessions, they should build resilience for pursuing meaningful goals. They shouldn't become the goal themselves. The integration protocol looks like this: morning optimization stack, 20 to 30 minutes maximum. Your training session, focused and intentional, 30 to 45 minutes. Evening recovery combined with family and social connection, not sacrificed for another protocol. And here's the part that matters most: plan deliberate off-protocol experiences. Epicurean balance isn't weakness, it's sustainability. The trade-off worth making is this: 90